We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Molueni, Bedjum Bracing viewers. Molueni means greetings in Xhosa, a language spoken by around 8 million people, mainly in South Africa. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arbarizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on Ate Uve, La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, in Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Cuba shares expertise on sustainable agriculture with Venezuela. In green energy news, Great Britain welcomes the launch of its first solar park in Wales. In intercultural news, a United States Naval Orchestra brings joy to children in Olac or Vietnam. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 4th, esteemed Japanese architect Mr. Kenzo Tange was born in Osaka, Japan in 1913. Recognized for utilizing international elements, he is considered one of the most important architects in Japan in the 1950s and 1960s. Among his best well-known works is Hiroshima's Peace Memorial Park, for which he designed three buildings. For his exemplary talent, he was honored with the prestigious Pritzker Architecture Prize in 1987. May brilliant individuals such as Mr. Kenzo Tange continue to create uplifting spaces which enhance our sojourn on Earth. As we celebrate Supreme Master Television's upcoming 5th anniversary on Wednesday, September 7th, we are honored to present well wishes from dignitaries, celebrities, and friends throughout this edition of Noteworthy News. Thank you, global viewers, for your love and encouragement.
Hi, this is Erica McDermott, and I'd like to wish Supreme Master Television a happy 5th anniversary.
Bahian News. Forest fires scorch Brazilian nature reserves. On Thursday, September 1st, Brazilian officials reported that around 241,000 hectares of land has been consumed by wildfires across 17 protected national parks in the midst of an exceptionally harsh drought. More than 1,600 firefighters, as well as volunteers and local agencies, have been working tirelessly to contain the blazes that are also consuming several wildlife refuge areas, with numbers that have more than doubled in Amazonas state alone this year compared to last, with over 260 that have ignited thus far. Our deep appreciation, all firefighting crews and volunteers, for your devoted efforts to extinguish the flames. May we join in more caring protection of the environment to ensure the safety of humans and cherished animal co-inhabitants alike.
Earthquakes shake the U.S., Philippines, Ecuador, Kermadec Islands, and Argentina. As of Thursday, September 1st, at least 20 aftershocks had struck near Mineral, Virginia, USA, after a rare 5.8 magnitude quake in the region rattled states across the East Coast the previous week. On Friday, a number of aftershocks also followed a major 6.8 magnitude tremor in the Aleutian Islands of Alaska. On Thursday evening, the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology reported a tremor of magnitude 5.1 off the island province of Batanes, 175 kilometers southeast of Mahatao.
Meanwhile, in Ecuador, a 4.9 magnitude quake hit off the coast of Loja. A 5.1 magnitude tremor was registered for the Kermadec Islands on Friday morning by New Zealand's GNS Science, 130 kilometers east of Te Araroa on North Island. On the same day, a powerful earthquake measuring 6.7 on the Richter scale struck in Argentina, 130 kilometers southeast of Santiago del Estero. With tremors that were felt across the country, people were evacuated from high-rise buildings for their safety in populous regions such as the capital Buenos Aires. Fortunately, none of the events resulted in reports of damage or injuries. With thankfulness for the safety of those in the quake-hit regions, we pray that potential calamities may be averted as we join in kinder care of the ecosphere as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet. And then
there's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
quân chung quan thắt giữa Hàn Đông. Hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ và một ngày thế giới biến đạo nguyện.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 507. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Seems a heart attack is just waiting to happen.
Media report. Cardiac health restored through a vegan diet. In a recent documentary aired on the globally broadcast channel CNN, Chief Medical Correspondent Sanjay Gupta, MD, reveals the findings of a year's research in which he evaluated the preventive role of diet in avoiding and reversing heart disease. Titled The Last Heart Attack, the documentary featured the recently acclaimed cardiac health success story of 42nd U.S. President Bill Clinton, who turned to the plant-based diet after two heart surgeries that halted symptoms but did not cure his disease. About 1 year into eating what he says is almost exclusively vegan fare, the former president states that his medical tests are all normal. He enjoys the plant-based foods he eats now, and he has more energy than ever.
I like the stuff I eat. I like the vegetables, the fruits, the beans, the stuff I eat now I like.
The program goes on to interview other medical experts, such as Dean Ornish, MD, who consulted with President Clinton on his diet, and Caldwell Esselstyn, MD, who has conducted peer-reviewed studies that show the reversal of heart disease, with patients' arteries becoming unblocked after some time on a plant-based diet. Dr. Gupta concludes by pointing out that these findings are especially timely, given the current all-time high in obesity and diabetes in the USA, both of which are considered precursors to heart disease. According to the American Heart Association, the situation is set to become even worse, as this number one cause of death in the country will afflict 33 million more people over the next two decades unless significant changes in lifestyle are made.
I know I'm going to live more of a quality life.
And Sharon Kintz is doing it using food as medicine.
Our appreciation, Dr. Gupta, CNN, former President Clinton, and other esteemed contributors for sharing these vital facts with the public, along with the empowering message that we can change our health for the better. May more and more people realize the vitality and joy of switching to humane and delicious plant-based fare.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet.
Lowers blood pressure.
Lowers cholesterol levels.
Reduces type 2 diabetes.
Prevents stroke conditions. Reverses atherosclerosis. Reduces heart disease risk 50%.
Reduces heart surgery risk 80%. Prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system.
Increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ.
saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion US dollars for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food,
conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production,
reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Save Our Planet, campaign to save Namibian seals supported by both economy and compassion. A new study jointly commissioned by animal welfare organizations Vote for Dieren, or BVD, Humane Society International, or HSI, Respect for Animals, or RFA, and the World Society for the Protection of Animals, or WSPA, has found that even in terms of financial value, seals are worth much more alive than slaughtered.
Comparing the most recently available statistics from 2008, the report titled The Economies of Seal Hunting and Seal Watching in Namibia states that seal watching generated $2 million U.S. dollars in direct tourism, while the cruel hunt and killing of some 85,000 animals produced only $513,000 U.S. dollars. Calling for a complete ban on the country's ruthless seal hunting industry, WSPA celebrity ambassador and vegetarian singer-songwriter Leona Lewis said, "No price would ever be high enough to justify the killing of these harmless animals. This country has so much natural beauty to offer tourists. Why allow such a brutal practice to tarnish its reputation forever?"
Our heartfelt appreciation, World Society for the Protection of Animals, Ambassador Leona Lewis, other caring organizations and individuals, for your noble endeavors to safeguard the precious seal co-inhabitants. With sorrow for the loss of innocent lives, we pray for an end to all slaughter, as humans live in peaceful coexistence and respect for every fellow being on Earth.
Speaking during a press conference in Cancun, Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered additional spiritual insight into how the love from animals, like the precious seals, helps sustain human life on our planet.
All the animals can talk to us telepathically inside. If we love them, they correspond with us. They're very lovely, very intelligent, very noble, and very, very forgiving. The birds can give us spiritual blessings. Same with dogs, cats, ducks, chickens, rabbits, horse, cows, elephants, whales, sharks, seals, etc. The animals are here to help to bless and balance the planet with loving energy so that we still can have time to be awakened and save our world. So the more we protect them, the more we protect ourselves.
Save Our Planet. In Iowa, USA, the devastating western corn rootworm has been spreading on Monsanto's genetically modified corn, despite it having been specially engineered for resistance, thus prompting fears of a superbug and questions about the safety of GMO crops.
Save Our Planet. In an effort to restore horses that had become extinct in the wild, 12 tarpans, whose origins date back to prehistoric times, are being reintroduced in Bulgaria's Rhodope Mountains through a project supported by the Dutch organization Euthracian Gold.
Save Our Planet. As temperatures continue to surpass 100 degrees Fahrenheit or 40 degrees Celsius in parts of the southern U.S., climate experts reported on September 1, 2011, that the effects of prolonged drought are intensifying and moving east, with indications that the conditions could persist into next year or even longer.
Warning news. In addition to countries throughout Europe, the Middle East, and Asia recently affected by deadly bird flu, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization on August 29 identified a new vaccine-resistant strain of the virus in China and Olac, or Vietnam, saying that it could spread to nearby nations and beyond.
it's me, Cora the Kakapo, and I'm following a compassionate vegan diet. Today, I have a tip on eco-friendly school supplies. Choosing items that are biodegradable, non-plastic, or made from recycled materials will save resources and help reduce waste from being sent to landfills. Every bit helps. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention. And here's the weather around the globe.
Eco News, Cuba shares expertise on sustainable agriculture with Venezuela. 17 specialists from Cuba help train members of Venezuela's indigenous communities in initiatives including creating organic gardens and orchards. The project was part of the comprehensive cooperation agreement between the two countries and took place in the states of Amazonas, Apure, Bolivar, Monagas, and Zulia. Our heartfelt gratitude, Cuba, for assisting Venezuelan brethren in this fantastic endeavor. May organic agriculture thrive in both your beautiful lands, helping to usher in a vibrant and long-lasting era of our planet.
In green energy news, Great Britain welcomes the launch of its first solar park in Wales. The $4 million US project has been funded by Dr. Glenn Peters and is located on his six-acre Rossagilwyn estate in Pembrokeshire. It consists of 10,000 solar panels, especially suitable for the regional cloudy weather, which will provide power for 300 homes. Thanks to government incentives, solar power is now supplying 96 megawatts of electricity to the country, compared to 4 megawatts 1 year ago. Congratulations, Great Britain, on your impressive development of green energy. May governments and individuals of all lands take earth-loving steps for a flourishing future. Up next on Noteworthy News, children in Olac or Vietnam are delighted by United States Naval Orchestra. We'll wipe the dog and let him in. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more celebratory news here on Supreme Master Television.
Hi, we're Shalim Ortiz and Leslie Machado. We want to say happy 5th anniversary to Supreme Master Television.
World Vegan.
World Peace.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, giving news for a selfless world. In intercultural news, a United States Naval Orchestra gladdens children in Olac or Vietnam. Named the Orient Express, the orchestra was part of a three-ship friendly visit to Da Nang to commemorate the 16th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Olac or Vietnam. The 12-member ensemble entertained hundreds of delighted young listeners at the Tan Tham School for Children with Disabilities. Late in the day, they performed in Da Nang City Center a standing ovation Orient Express Naval Orchestra. May you have many more such wonderful occasions, bringing joy to beautiful individuals throughout the world with God's blessings.
Please join us for a joke told in Moldovan entitled Toothbrush.
Tata a întrebat, unde îmi este periuța de dinți? Feciorul i-a răspuns, eu am luat-o. Tata îi zice, nu trebuie să-ți speli dinții cu periuța mea. Feciorul i-a răspuns, nu, nu am folosit-o să-mi spel dinții. O folosesc numai să-mi cureți încălțămintea.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I'm so happy to watch Supreme Master Television. It's full of love and peace. My friend loves it very much. She is a vegetarian now. I believe there will be many more viewers to watch the station, and it will be a peaceful world soon. Thanks a lot. Michaela from Beijing, China.
Sweet Michaela, how wonderful to receive your positive message. We're delighted to hear you are enjoying Supreme Master Television and that your friend is following a plant-based diet. We too pray for a peaceful world very soon. May heaven bless you and your fellow citizens with deep contentment.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Salani Kagukle, which means goodbye in Xhosa.
May our world be graced with peace and abundance for all.
Dear friends, on behalf of the City of Los Angeles, it is my pleasure to congratulate Supreme Master Television on celebrating its 5th anniversary. This organization has encouraged peace through uplifting programming that is accessible to anyone in the world. I applaud Supreme Master Television for their dedication to providing constructive news and programs. I extend my best wishes for a memorable anniversary. Very truly yours, Antonio R. Villaraigosa, Mayor.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Vietnamese or Alexi's Deputy Defense Minister Nguyen Thi Vinh and Chinese Defense Minister Liang Guangli vow to increase cooperation regarding a territorial dispute in the South China Sea to achieve peaceful resolution of the issue.
International children's welfare organization Terre des Hommes, working in Egypt's Asiu province, helps free 4,000 youths from forced labor, supporting their return to school by helping improve the living conditions of their families.
The Maoist group in Nepal hands over more than 3,000 weapons to a multi-party diplomatic committee as a major step in a 5-year peace process. It also hopes to see some 19,000 former soldiers constructively reintegrated into society.
In addition to providing medical staff support, France-based charity Doctors Without Borders donates 20 tons of medical supplies along with much-needed fuel and drinking water to displaced and injured victims of war in Tripoli, Libya.
Leaders of the Nationalities Federal Council, a coalition of 8 ethnic parties in Myanmar or Burma, form a unified group in preparation for future talks with the government regarding constitutional reform, including equal rights for ethnic minorities toward a goal of national peace.
Australia's High Court halts the implementation of a controversial refugee law as it stops the government from sending vulnerable asylum seekers to be processed in Malaysia, saying that the country is not yet a signatory of the UN Refugee Convention and thus may not provide adequate legal protection for their rights.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.